Hey, PGA DFS fans, thanks for coming by and joining another one of my PGA DFS top five videos. This week, it's the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club. That's a little bit of a mouthful there. Try saying that 10 times fast. I'll skip that for this video here. And I'll talk about my top five fades this week. A little different week as we don't have all the best players in the world here as we did last week. And we go over my quickly review of that. And I'm going to have to ask for some of your opinions here on this one, because all five of the golfers that I told you to fade ended up making the cut. But I think only one of them really gave good value. That was Corey Connors, who ended up coming in 17th, but certainly had a decent amount of points given his 7,600 price tag. But Bryson DeChambeau, 38th, Webb Simpson, 30th, Ty Hatton, 38th, and Daniel Berger almost DFL. It's a tough one to gauge here. I'm not going to lie to you, because none of them all played that great. But if you played them all in cash and could throw in one other guy that made the cut, you likely did get through the cash line. So interesting week. I'll have to hear your opinions on it. This week, for the first time in quite a while, and I talk about this in my value video quite a bit here, is that sometimes the golfer, a golfer, ends up on both videos, and we're going with Brian Harman this week. Now listen, Brian Harman has played a pretty good season, but 30% owned. Now granted, these are the first run projections, and of course you want to check the most up-to-date projections from Osmo. You can do that, of course, by becoming an Osmo Plus member if you're not already. And we can say 32% is what we have projected right now. For somebody that's coming in the mid-20s, mid-30s here, that is not what I want to do. Of course, for value, if you're building for a cash game, you're looking for just six of six guys to get through the cut, I wouldn't tell you not to play Harman. But in a GPP setting, I'm going to be fading this week. There's no way I'm getting 30% of Brian Harman. It just seems like he's out of form. The same goes, and even if we skip over, say, this the good course history or the perceived good course history, even with the next guy, Chris Kirk, the ownership is just too much there. So Brian Harman, Chris Kirk, they're going to be my first two fades there, both coming in way over 20% this week. And sure, the statistical ranks for Chris Kirk look pretty good. 48th strokes gained off the tee, 36th on the approach, 19th around the green, and 80th putting. For me, just way too much going there. There's a lot of other guys priced in these range, in this range that I like. Brandon Grace is down there, and he's been playing good golf. That's just one name that I throw out there. Of course, a couple other names in that range. Check out my sleepers video I just did. Maybe a name in there, Lee Westwood, in this kind of range that I like just as much as these guys. So be sure to check that out. Third guy I want to talk about is Matt Jones, 7,800. And while Matt Jones has been playing good this year, had the win at the Honda, I don't know that 11% is where I need to be. I'll probably be somewhere around the 5 to 7% at 7,800. Seems like a pretty hefty price tag for somebody who doesn't have great course history, 38th and a miscut in this last two. Look at the strokes gain ranks. Obviously, he did well at the Honda, but throughout this year, he has relied on his short game, 42nd and 26th with those numbers, 97 off the tee and 109 on the approach. All right, last two guys. Yeah, these ones are tough because I like these guys and I like playing them, but I'm not sure that the 20% ownership tag is warranted, given that Emiliano Grillo and Joaquin Niemann both aren't playing great and neither has played all that good here. Let's start with Grillo first, a miscut in 19th in his last two. Did find the weekend in dramatic fashion, though, last week at the PGA, so he came in 38th. Still not what we want to see out of our 7,900 golfer, of course, unless he scores very well. And the way he's going to score well, that's going to be his off the tee and approach game, 21st and 17th. Putting has gotten better, though, 109th this year. And I say better because he probably was one of the worst in the last couple of years. But it goes to show he's having a much more consistent year than in years past. So Grillo, 21%. I'll probably be in the 10 to 13% range. So certainly not a full fade, but I do like some other guys in that range just as much as him. The last one, I already mentioned, it's Joaquin Niemann. This is definitely a product of people around him. Scottie Scheffler has shown way more upside recently, as has Corey Connors, as has Sung J.M. Many guys has, and he's just at 9,300. He's given us a bunch of 30th places recently, and that's what he's done here as well the last two times. 32nd and 30th, 31st. 30th last week. It's just not something we want out of 9,300. Again, the strokes gained, that looks great. Everything looks fine. 10th off the tee, 34th on the approach, 109 around the green, and 29th putting. But again, it's just been a bit of a struggle recently to get inside the top 20. And at 9,300, he's the top 10 priced on the board. We need something better than that. So for me, Joaquin Niemann's going to be a fade until we get that upside again. Again, I'd rather play Corey Connors, believe it or not. and a couple of other guys in that range. So that is it, my top five fades. I'll just go over them quickly. If you didn't jump in right at the beginning or whatever, you missed one, you want to just review: Brian Harman, Chris Kirk, Matt Jones, Emiliano Grillo, and Joaquin Neiman. That is going to do it. We've got a lot of great golf coming up, though, in the next couple of weeks, including Torrey Pines, the U.S. Open, and so much more. So if you're not already an Osmo Plus member, great time to become one. And, of course, stay tuned for all of these short-form videos coming at you. And good luck this week at the Charles Schwab Challenge. We'll see you on the other side. Cheers.